USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has again said no to President Trump, telling him he cannot come to the House chamber to deliver the State of the Union address while the government remains shut down. The official word came in a letter. Pelosi says she won't call a joint session of Congress to hear from President Trump while the shutdown continues to drag on. Pelosi spoke to the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
The shutdown must end, and it must end now.
President Trump accused Pelosi of not wanting to hear the truth.
She's afraid of the truth, and the super-left Democrats, the radical Democrats, what's going on in that party is shocking.
The president says he'll announce his plans for next Tuesday very soon. Votes are expected on Thursday in the Senate on border security and funding parts of the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Cookie from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes, and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Records show the man arrested in a shooting spree in a Sebring, Florida bank was hired as a prison guard in the state in November, and he resigned 2 weeks ago. WTSP reporter Bo Zimmer.
Around 12:30 this afternoon, police say 21-year-old Zeppin Xavier called police telling them he fired shots inside this SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida, about 90 miles east of Tampa. The shooting left at least 5 people dead.
Today's been a tragic day in our community.
Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland.
We have at least 5 victims, people who were senselessly murdered as a result of his act.
A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An actor who is known for his bad temper has pleaded guilty to a charge of harassment following a November scuffle over a parking spot. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
During a Wednesday morning court appearance in Manhattan, 60-year-old Alec Baldwin accepted a plea deal on a second-degree harassment violation with tougher attempted assault charges dropped. He was fined over $100 and must complete an anger management course by the time he returns to court in March. Baldwin admitting to pushing a man over a parking spot last November near his Greenwich Village home. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For the first time in the 83 years of balloting for the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum, a player has been elected by a unanimous vote. John Clemens reports.
Mariano Rivera was named in all 425 ballots cast. Rivera told us he was just happy to be in the major leagues.
I was just happy to be in the big leagues and play and give the New York Yankees as many championships that I can do it. You know, so, I mean, but this was just beyond my imagination.
Hall of Fame voting also included fellow pitcher Mike Mussina, along with the late Roy Halladay, and designated hitter third baseman Edgar Martinez. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.